Sharon loved to read novels. By creatively employing the process of distortion, she could transform words into full, rich experiences. She actually lived characters as she read about them. She felt their joys and sorrows, labored in the muddy fields, and had tea with the queen. As a youngster, Sharon had learned to read words and then to distort them into images, feelings, sounds, tastes, and smells so vividly that they became real. She could talk about different times and faraway places as if she had actually been there, and she could actually, well, project herself into a history book or encyclopedia. This talent played an important part in her choice of career as a writer and lecturer. Sharon also used the process of distortion as a means for explaining her predicament with men. Though her fear was a major factor, she attributed much of the problem to a series of bad relationships. As she said, "If only those relationships had been different, if only they had given me what I wanted and needed, then I probably would be a lot happier now." Using the same process that she used to place herself into the characters she read about, Sharon indicated by those words that she had effectively removed herself from the external world during specific periods in her life. In her model of the world, it was relationships that caused her problems. However, this indicates a distortion of her perception of the situation. A relationship is a process involving active participants. By saying that the relationship hadn't given her what she wanted, she was ignoring her own responsibility and participation in the process of relating. She had removed herself from the role of participant and had become a helpless observer. This distortion built into her model of the world effectively prevented her from being able to change in ways that would make her more comfortable and happy. Not until she could step back into the process of relating would she be able to make those changes and regain a sense of control over her own life. Fantasy is distortion. The constructivist models of the world may be what James Coleman in 1972 referred to when he said, "An individual builds a frame of reference or a set of assumptions concerning fact, possibility, and value." He described how this inner cognitive map determines how a person will perceive reality and how he will behave. So what's important here is what's happening when the person's map or model has been built in error. As he says, faulty assumptions have important implications for adjustive behavior. A person who follows this erroneous map may bristle at non-existence and be unaware of real hazards. To the extent that his view is distorted, he will adjust to a world that does not exist and will inevitably make miscalculations that will lead to failure and self-devaluation.